This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Two companies are expanding to southern Colorado this fall. They plan to bring nearly 150 jobs to the region. KRCC's Brianna Heaney has more.
The woman-owned space and missile defense company, Mobius, aims to create 75 new jobs in Colorado Springs. The positions will offer an average salary of $137,000 a year, according to a recent announcement. Meanwhile, the Texas-based company Trussworks is opening a floor and roof production facility in Pueblo. The company is guaranteeing 65 new full-time jobs with an average salary of just over $54,000 a year. Pueblo's half-cent sales tax is helping fund the new plant and training. Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.
Conservation groups are hoping that a tax credit aimed at preserving land will continue amid state budget cuts. Colorado West Land Trust Executive Director Rob Blyberg says the conservation easement tax credit has been instrumental in conservation work.
We feel that protecting the lands and water of Colorado are some of the best investments we can make for the state, not just now, but into the future.
Blyberg says the credit is secure for now, but his group will continue to advocate for it. Most Colorado voters say they support wolf reintroduction nearly 2 years after the animals were first released. That's according to a new statewide survey conducted this summer by conservative-leaning political firm Magellan Strategies. The survey found that 53% of respondents support reintroduction, 37% oppose it, and 10% have no opinion. Support was strongest among Democrats, younger voters, and lower-income households. Republicans, older voters, and residents of the Western Slope and Eastern Plains showed the highest opposition. The survey included more than 1,100 registered Colorado voters. It was conducted during the first 2 weeks of August. This is CPR News and KRCC.